not how deep your relationship is. Because if every one of us were guaranteed, because we came to Jesus, that nothing would go wrong, this building would be heaving and we'd have to get an extension. But what has happened when we found Christ, when we came into relationship with Christ and he found us, we were guaranteed eternal life. And in that guarantee, we were then guaranteed that he said he would never leave us and he would never forsake us. The psalmist talks about going through the valley of Baca, the valley of weeping. He didn't say he was living in the valley. He said, I'm passing through it. Psalmist, we've had the Psalm 23. Yea, though I walk through the walk through. Walk through the valley of the shadow. It's not a reality, it's a shadow. Right? We're walking through it. No, we don't have all the answers. God does. He's all wise, he's all wisdom and all knowledge. And it's a case of trusting him and knowing that he will never leave us, no matter what we go through. You know, I lost my mother to cancer, and yet I've prayed for people and seen people healed of cancer. And I ask, you know, I ask the question, why? Seen so many people healed as we've laid hands on them in the name of Jesus, and yet my own mother carried on to glory. We don't know the answers. But what we do know is that he gives us the strength for each day. And he carries us through each day. And just because we came to Christ, that does not make us that we are suddenly Superman, Wonder Woman, invincible. This is a frail body that sin seeks to constantly attack and destroy. But we know that he came not for the body. He came for the soul. And that soul might know the eternal life in Christ Jesus. There's a new body. There's a completed work that is waiting for us. We don't have the answers now. And because of that, we have to walk by faith. We walk by the eye of faith, and the eye of faith ignores the valley of the shadow of death. The eye of faith ignores the valley of bitterness and weeping. It just walks on. Because its eye is fixed on eternity. And eternity is Jesus. Eternity is the throne room. Eternity is God. And so our eye needs to be fixed on that. And not on circumstances. Because if we just look at circumstances, we will fall. We will fall. But if we keep our eyes fixed on him, the author and finisher of our faith, yes, we'd love to have all the answers. The world thinks it has them. I think we're a little bit smarter than that. We know we haven't. But we know a God who does. We know a Jesus who does. And as we just stay focused on him. If we just had to pray once and that was it, all done, we think it's a quick, easy fix. And like I said, the place would be full. But But then where would faith be? It would not be faith. Jesus talked about the testing of your faith. He said, you're a work in progress. Hallelujah. And the word there is, or the words are, work in progress. We're progressing on. We're moving forward. We're being perfected. We're being made in his image. We're being conformed to his image. We're being. We're being. We're being. Amen.